Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian, with my co-host Ever. Today's episode is going to be our first draft pick leading to our fantasy bookings. For the past 2 years, we have been doing fantasy booking of how we would book whatever pay-per-view, WWE pay-per-view has going on. Whatever live premium they had going on. So we would do our version. So we decided with the whole draft going on, we thought we'll have our own version of our draft, have our own roster. And that way he has his own roster. Ever has his own roster. I have my own roster. We have our own brand. We have our own storyline, our own matches, our own pay-per-views. So we'll be sharing the same pay-per-view. Whatever the next pay-per-view is, we'll be sharing the same pay-per-view. So like back, we already did our own version of fantasy booking for Backlash, but for example, we would do our fantasy booking for Backlash, and then we're gonna do, the next one is gonna be Night of Champions. So yeah, we're still gonna follow WWE's pay-per-views, but we're gonna have our own roster. So this is gonna be interesting. In a few minutes, we are going to do our own. We're gonna do spin the wheel. We're gonna see who is gonna be representing Raw or who's going to be representing SmackDown. Mm-hmm. After that, we're going to see who's going to get the first draft pick. And then after that, we are going to see, well, we're going to start picking our draft. Yeah. This is going to be part one. We're doing only 12 rosters today and then another 12 next time. Or we're going to see how many we're going to go.
Yeah.
So this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
This is going to be hopefully this is not a long video. Pretty excited for this. We're trying to do something new, a new series of fantasy booking. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add to this, Ever?
Do we say how much limits? Do we have a limit?
I have no idea. For today's episode, yes, our limit today is 12.
Yeah, but total.
But overall, I have no idea. We never really discussed that part.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess how many, I don't even know how many people are in each roster.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking we could do 40-person roster or 50-person roster, and whoever doesn't get drafted out of the WWE current roster goes to NXT.
Mm.
And then we get 5 outside hires, so we could draft 5 outside WWE wrestlers right now. So it could be current champions, other promotions. But it's our fantasy booking, so obviously we could be like,
So basically in our world, they're free agents, basically.
Yeah, so everybody outside of me is a free agent, so we could choose 5 each throughout the draft.
Okay, I like that. So how about for today, we just do one free agent and then go from there? And then,
yeah.
Because I like that, because if we're only doing 5, I feel like we could try to spread it out. And plus,
and you can be more selective, like, okay, I don't want to have everybody, you know, you don't want to have everybody, but we could choose 5 or we could choose 1 per each promotion or let's say 5 total throughout outside WWE as a free agent.
So from Impact, AEW, and our fantasy booking, everybody's free to work everywhere.
Yeah.
Only if that happens in real life, that would be so freaking awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. So before we go on to the spin the wheel, please like this video. If you do like it, share, subscribe to New Entry Wrestling Podcast, to our new YouTube. We're also on TikTok, New Entry Wrestling Pod, New Entry Wrestling Pod for our IG. I don't know why I'm telling you all this. Everything is in the link below. Also, we got merch, Pro Wrestling Tees. Thank you, Pro Wrestling Tees, for selling our merch. Everything is down in the link. Ever, anything you want to say before we go and spin the wheel, baby? I know I stole your catchphrase, but I had a lot of coffee, and it's kind of difficult for me to stop talking.
No, I just hopefully you guys enjoy this. If you guys like this, you know, obviously, you know, we'll know if you like it, if you comment, subscribe, follow.
Like.
And also tell us, like, subscribe, follow. And also tell us, like, if our draft picks are good. We could make polls and stuff. You guys could, like, we could poll, like, our 12, you know, our first 12, and you could give us who has a better roster and who do you like to see drafted before mm-hmm. the next episode. We'll let you know when that comes out or when we do a draft. And yeah, if you guys want to make your own as well, you guys could share your results with us with your top 12. Yeah, we want to have as much interaction as possible. We want to make sure you guys are also involved because I know you guys have your own rosters you guys want to share with as well. So we would love to your feedback. Also love what you guys would draft as well, and things like that. If you guys want to start your own draft parties, you could do that too. I know the draft, dirty draft already started, but you could have your own draft picks as well. But yeah.
That also that the purpose of this is trying to like we're trying to book our own fantasy booking. We've been doing this for like 2 years already. Whatever pay-per-view WWE has going on, we'll make our version. But now we figure with the whole draft, we try to go into more detail with it and more fantasy of it. So we're trying to like the end goal is to well, one, besides having another series on our show, we're trying to do like a contest of who had the best pay-per-view. You guys decide and vote. And by the end of the year, we're trying to do our own award. Since we do have our own award show, besides for other wrestling promotion of what we think, we're trying to do it for our fantasy booking as well. We're trying to make it as real as we would want it to be. So yeah, and in the in the end of the day, it's basically bragging rights on who had the best pay-per-view, who booked the best pay-per-view. And hopefully one day we could have a third party here that we could tell our fantasy booking to, and they could decide basically on the show or on down in the comments and the polls as well for our YouTube and our IG as well. So all right, let's get started with this. Spin the wheel. Let's see who's gonna get Raw or SmackDown. Let's go. All right, Ever, we are about to find out who's gonna get Raw and SmackDown. But before we spin the wheel, who is going to be chosen first? So we gotta do rock, paper, scissors, all right? So we're gonna do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. On shoot, you show up your weapon. Ready? Rock. Paper, scissors, shoot. Scissors. Oh, we're both scissors. Scissor me, daddy. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Right.
Scissors.
Ah, you were. All right. Scissors me, daddy. All right. So you get the first spin. So whichever lands, that's going to be your brand. Ready? Here we
Ready.
go. Ooh.
Yes.
What do you
SmackDown.
get? What does it land on? Oh, you get
SmackDown.
SmackDown?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Raw. I
Woo! SmackDown. Let's
don't
go. Friday night, baby.
look good on red. I look good.
SmackDown.
Oh well. I used to work at Target. I'm wearing blue because I thought I was gonna get SmackDown.
Wow.
I was gonna take off my hoodie.
Wow.
Oh
Red.
man, clearly this is not scripted.
Nope.
Damn it.
SmackDown.
All right, for this part of the draft, we are going to spin the wheel to see who is going to get the first draft pick. All right, ready, Ever?
I'm ready.
So Ever is SmackDown and I am Monday Night Raw because that's how I like to go, baby. Oh,
Yes, first draft pick
wow. Oh.
goes to SmackDown.
Wow, that's not cool.
Woo! Woo!
That's
Let's
not
go.
cool. Wow, that is messed up.
Yes.
Messed up. I do not. That's very unfair right now.
Hey, man. Spin the
Ah,
wheel, get a deal.
not cool. Not cool. You got SmackDown and you're gonna get the first draft pick. That's
Oh,
not
yeah.
fair.
Oh,
That's not fair.
yeah.
All right, Ever. We spin the wheel. You get the first draft pick. I already know who you're gonna go with. Just go. Just who's your draft pick?
Ever representing SmackDown, selects Roman Reigns as the number one draft
Of
pick.
course, of course. You got the big one. You got the draw. You
Yep.
got the head of the table, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, the WWE undisputed world heavyweight champion, who's current. I know, don't get me wrong. I know I wanted SmackDown. You see, like I said, I'm wearing a blue shirt. I was gonna take it off. Now it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
But clearly we're not scripted. But yeah, even though I'm Rob, was gonna pick Roman Reigns. Definitely, most definitely. But since you're going with Roman Reigns, it is my turn. My first draft pick for Monday Night Raw, baby, because that's how I like to go. Anyways, my first draft pick is Cody Rhodes. The American Nightmare is coming to Monday Night Raw, just like in real life. So far, we're going based on what's been going on in real life.
Yep.
But that's fine. I am getting Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare.
Representative of SmackDown, my second draft pick would be
I
Gunther.
swear. Okay. Gunther. Ooh, nice choice. Nice choice. I'm glad you picked them. All right. So my second draft pick is gonna be Seth freaking Rollins coming to Monday Night Raw. Yeah, Seth
Oh,
freaking
yeah.
Rollins. Oh my gosh, that's the guy who I thought you were gonna pick. I got so scared. I was like, bro, if you pick Seth freaking Rollins, I'm done. Draft over. All right, who's your third pick ever?
My third draft pick as a representative of SmackDown, I select, what's his name? I select Drew McIntyre.
Drew Mac. Ah, damn it. That's a great pick. All right. You got Drew. For my third pick, I got two baby face. I need a heel, a future star, and I'm gonna go with LA Knight. That's who I'm going
Nice.
with. LA Knight.
Very nice.
Yes, he is gonna be my top heel. I am going to push him to be a big mega star. That is for sure. Watch me forget him. Watch me forget him during my fantasy booking. I'm like, damn, I forgot I had him. All right, so this is gonna be your fourth pick.
My fourth draft pick as a representative of SmackDown, I select Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle. Ooh, nice choice. Nice choice. I like that. I like that. All right, for my fourth pick, I am gonna go. I'm going to ruin your storyline. I am going to take the Usos, the tag team. Yes, I'm going with the Usos on this one.
Oh, nice.
I just ruined your bloodline and your future storylines. Yeah, let's go. I got the Usos. So I got to be fair, you could go ahead and be a tag, pick a tag team, or you could go ahead and pick a singles wrestler if you like.
Yeah.
So this
What
is going to
about
be your fifth.
factions? No factions?
Factions. Dude, I mean, you want to, you could do factions if you want.
Okay. So we do the fifth, right?
Yeah.
My fifth
Yeah. Well,
draft
you know
pick.
what? We'll for the fifth, we'll both do factions then.
Okay. For my fifth round draft pick for Reverend SmackDown, I select the LWO.
Okay. LWO.
So
Nice.
Santos,
So who, yeah, I was gonna say
Joaquin
who.
Wild, Cruz del Toro, Zelina, and Rey Mysterio.
Okay. All right. Nice pick. Nice pick. For my faction, for my fifth pick, I am going with Judgment Day.
Nice.
Judgment Day. I have big plans for all of them. So that includes Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Dominic Mysterio, and Rhea Ripley.
Nice. So we both
So,
have a woman, right? A selection,
yes.
because we haven't selected any women. Okay.
How about for the next one we do women's then?
For my sixth pick, I mean, I should probably be number one. I would choose for number six for SmackDown, I'd choose Becky Lynch.
Ah,
Split the
come
couple
on.
up.
All right, we gotta do trades later. I should have never mentioned women's. You probably would
I
have
know.
never thought about her. Damn
Nope.
it. For Raw, I'm going
Wanted to
with.
ruin your storyline with the
And you know what? You did, because I was gonna have them in a mixed tag team match
Wow, there you
for
go.
for a pay-per-view. Not sure which one, but it was gonna happen. It was gonna be like, how am I gonna push it to towards that? You know what I mean? So I am going with Charlotte Flair. That's fine.
Nice. For
Because
numbers, you gotta say the.
number six draft pick is gonna be Charlotte Flair. Woo! Charlotte, yeah, she's gonna leave Andrade for me. Shoot. So we got number seven.
Seven. My seventh draft pick as a representative of SmackDown, I choose Bianca Belair.
Ooh, Bianca Belair. Nice. Not as don't get me wrong, I did want her, but Becky is the one like you hurt me the most on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for my number seventh, I am going with Liv Morgan.
Nice.
She is coming to Monday Night Raw. Duh. All right. So we got four more. We're going all the way to 12. Four more. This is number eight ever. Go ahead.
My eighth pick for as a representative of SmackDown, I go for AJ Styles. You had time, bro. You could have chosen
We were talking about women, and I was
I know,
hoping
we could switch it
to
up.
distract you. Every time I'm thinking, okay, cool, I got him where I want him to distract them. You got Becky. I was like, damn it. And then now you got AJ. I was like, okay, cool. If he picks one more woman, I'm gonna curveball AJ Styles. But no, I was like, damn it, this guy's reading my mind. Damn it. You got AJ Styles. You know what? So you got Drew, you got Becky, you got AJ. Oh, I'm going with Kevin Owens, baby.
Number eight.
Yeah, number eight. Kevin Owens is coming to Raw.
Okay, perfect. Remember, we don't have none of these people have championships. We haven't nobody's champion in this draft. So we're like, he's not a champion in this thing. He's a separate guy.
Yeah,
So we
yeah.
pretty much are starting over. It's like our own universe.
Yes.
Perfect. So my number ninth pick, representative of SmackDown, I select Solo Sikoa.
Okay. Number nine, Solo.
Yeah.
That's a nice
I want
pick.
Roman to at least have some backup.
That's
You
true.
know.
For my number nine, I got the rated R superstar Edge.
Nice. So you're
Yes.
continuing the feud with the elder with the Judgment Day, right? Sort of. No,
No.
okay.
No. Unless it involves a world title. That's probably the only way I would bring up the bribery. But other than that, no. I may turn
Okay.
Edge heel. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Um,
Okay.
so this is going to be our number 10, right?
Yeah, number 10.
Number 10. Ooh, you better pick a good one.
My number 10 is a representative of SmackDown. It's like Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn. Okay. That's a nice pick. Nice pick. I like that. Ooh, my number 10. That's going to be our. Ooh, number 10. I'm going with Austin Theory.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, A-Town. Oh, man, I'm going to push that guy. So, God damn.
Nice.
Number 10. That's a nice pick. Nice
That's a nice
pick.
pick, yeah.
Nice pick. All right. So, we got two more left. This is
For
part
the
one of our draft pick because this is going to be a very long episode
yeah,
and
because
we're not going to
yeah.
record all this in one day. So, number 11, you gotta
My
go
eleven
last. Two more for this episode. Two more. Gotta go strong.
Yeah, my 11th pick for as a representative of SmackDown, I select Bobby Lashley.
Oh my gosh, dude. I literally was gonna pick him next. You threw me off on that one. Damn it. You threw me off.
Powerhouses, man. I'm getting all powerhouses on
Oh, number 11. I am going with Brock Lesnar. How do we
SmackDown.
forget about him?
Ooh, okay. I don't know, because I thought
Number 11, Brock Lesnar. There you go. I got my powerhouse now.
I think we need one more woman. I think we said eight men and four women.
Another
In
woman.
this pick, we could go outside Dirty B. What about that? We go outside Dirty B for this pick. So this is like our fantasy
Woo!
roster, right? So my fantasy
Well,
pick.
hold on. Before you answer, or. Is this somebody that is a free agent or still under contract where it doesn't matter?
It
Or
doesn't
end?
matter. It could be at a different promotion, but this pick is it has to be a woman and it has to be outside Dirty B.
Can I pick? Can I do that? Do I have somebody?
Oh, I have somebody. It's gonna hurt you a lot.
Bro, I swear, you say Mickie James, I will like kick you off this Zoom meeting.
No.
Go ahead.
My 12th pick, which is an outside Dirty B and a woman, is Deonna
I hate you so much.
Purrazzo.
I hate you so much. Deonna Purrazzo is going to SmackDown. Wow. And
Yep,
she's the
back to
Impact
Dirty
Woman.
B.
She's the Impact Women's Championship, too.
Exactly. She's bringing a belt with her. It's kidding.
Ooh. Damn, I don't even know any women's.
We just mentioned the name. I can't help you with that, but you just mentioned the name right now.
Yeah, but I love what she's been doing in Impact that I kind of don't want to take that away from her. And I don't want to take Impact away from that too. Same with Jordynne Grace. Like, I would love to say Jordynne Grace, but it's like she's doing like Deonna Purrazzo, Mickie James, and the Jordynne Grace. They're the Mount Rushmore of Impact right now for the women's division. Not even for the women's, just the face. Well, obviously the women's, because actually, how no, overall, they're the face of the company at the moment. That's why I don't want to take that away from them.
Well, this is like a pan.
But
This
I
is a
know, yeah,
fantasy.
no, I know. I know it's fantasy booking, but it's like, you know what? Jordynne Grace, number 12, Jordynne Grace. I am
She's
taking.
going to Monday Night Raw.
She's going to Monday Night Raw fantasy booking. So
Nice.
this is it. This is part one of our draft pick fantasy booking. Just a reminder for those people that sticked around this long. We're both going to do our version of fantasy booking. Ever has his own show, and I am going to have my own show. My pay-per-view is going to be Raw's, and his is going to be SmackDown. We're going to have our own roster, our own fantasy booking. The purpose of this is to basically, we're going to have a battle between us two. He's going to have his own version of fantasy booking, his own pay-per-view against my pay-per-view, and then you guys will vote who has the better pay-per-view. And yeah, that's basically it. It's basically bragging rights
Yeah.
throughout the whole year, and then let's see who gets the most best pay-per-view and who is basically, we're doing our own promotion of who was our version of superstar of the year, our version of best booker, best pay-per-view, best matches, you know, because we're going to give you every detail of what's happening on the matches. We're going to try our best. I'm pretty sure there's going to be days where it's like we just running through, but we're going to try our best to give you every detail of the match. But point is, if we're able to do that, that's probably the reason why we're going to have put that match on the pay-per-view. So, but yeah. So anyways, this is part one of our draft pick. Part two is we have no idea when it's going to come out. Maybe a
Yeah.
week from possibly, hopefully a week from whenever this video is uploaded. That is the goal, within a week or 10 days. But yeah, till next time, I'm Ian. That's Ever. We are out.
Bye, guys.
Woo-hoo!